107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to have Julie Docker Johnson with the local community food center in the studio today. This is new for us.
Oh, this is so much fun. I could get used to this.
You should. You should come every week.
I don't see why I can't.
So, Julie, we are chatting what's going on at the local this week.
Well, we have a whole lot going on. So we start, of course, on Mondays with the market from 4 till 6. Dinner is 4:30 till 6. And because it is the last Monday of the month, we have music during dinner and we celebrate all of the babies that were born in May. So we have birthday cake.
Oh my gosh. Delicious. What flavor of cake do you know?
I may have left the building too soon and I don't actually know.
Well, that's okay. You just have to come to dinner and find out.
Right? It's cake. So it's going to be fabulous. It doesn't matter what the flavor is.
Absolutely. And so, we've got Monday night dinner tonight. And of course, the market is open with all these fabulous local goodies and wholesale prices.
Absolutely. There's beautiful asparagus. There's beautiful rhubarb. These are two things that I have seen. But yes, everything is bought wholesale. Everything is sold at wholesale pricing. And the market and the meals are for everybody. Mm-hmm. So why not come? It's nice and sunny out. Spend extra time in your garden. Don't make dinner. Come to our market and stay for dinner.
Amazing. And then we do the same thing on Friday, but at lunchtime, 11 to 1.
We do indeed. 11 till 1. And so we start Fridays with seniors exercise class, which is 9:30 till 10:30. Everybody is welcome. And then lunch and the market start at 11 and go until 1. And again, there'll be even more fresh stuff on Friday because it gets restocked all week.
So fabulous. And some of the produce comes from your own garden in your greenhouse.
Well, we're getting there. I'm not entirely positive if we have harvested anything yet out of our garden, but I did go to the farm this morning, actually, and things are popping out of the ground, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Amazing. And you're actually part of the summer jobs program this summer is somebody to work in the farm and in the greenhouse.
Yep, that is one of the jobs that we have available in the summer jobs program. Thanks very much to the federal government for this. It's a 9-week job program, and we have 3 positions available: kitchen, market, and out on the farm. So there is something that's for everybody. You have time still to get your resume in. The deadline is very, very soon, so don't wait.
And then also coming up this Saturday, I can't believe it's already this Saturday, but the plant sale is coming.
Yes, plants and seedlings. And okay, the thing that I'm the most excited about are the birdhouses.
Yes.
So we have about 100 birdhouses that have been decorated by so many people in the community. They are absolutely amazing. They have themes. It's just incredible what people have done, and the artistic ability that is out there has flown through these birdhouses. Mm-hmm. So it starts at 9, it goes until 1. If there's a birdhouse that you have seen that you really want, I strongly suggest that you're there early because when it's gone, it's gone.
And the birdhouses are $45. Is it cash only for the plant sale?
That would be great. They are $45. Cash is king. It would be wonderful. Of course, if somebody doesn't have cash and need to use a card or something, I'm sure I could get the machine out of the market. Mm-hmm. However, cash would be really fabulous.
Okay. So take some cash out for the plant sale, 'cause cash is easiest for the local. And then on Sunday, the next day, it's Pride in Stratford, the Pride Festival.
Oh my goodness. So Sunday is June 1st, the beginning of Pride Month, and the local will be there. We'll be in Ally Alley, and we will have the most fabulous rainbow cookies ever. Just saying. It's going to be a fun day, and everybody, of course, is welcome, and there's the parade, and it's the beginning of a great month.
It's my favorite month. It's my birth month.
Then there you go. Now we have another reason.
And then also on June 5th, a new kids program starts up. And this one is one that I wish I had as a kid.
We do lots of cooking programs at the local. And so we have our young chefs come in. So this group are 8 to 10 year olds. And it's a 4-week program. It starts on June the 5th. And they will learn kitchen skills. They'll learn how to prepare things. They'll learn how to cook. It's really a great program. And, of course, they eat. So everything that they prepare, they get to eat. And there are some amazing budding chefs out there. So there's still space open in the Kids Connection program that starts on June 5th.
That sounds so fun. And then a program for adults, a workshop for adults. If you don't have a barbecue, maybe you live in an apartment, you don't have a barbecue, this is no barbecue, no problem.
Absolutely. It is on Tuesday, June the 3rd. It's from 10 a.m. till 12. And as the title says, no barbecue, no problem. You're going to make barbecue sauce, you're going to barbecue burgers, barbecue chicken, make potato salad. And the best part, after you've made all of these things, then you get to eat them. So it's a great program. You need to sign up just because Chef Lucy needs to know how many people to prepare for. There's still space. So you can go on our website or on our Facebook page or your phone, whatever works best for you. But that is Tuesday, June the 3rd from 10 till 12.
Amazing. So in case you haven't been on the Facebook page, it's at the Local Community Food Center on Facebook and Instagram or thelocalcfc.org. You can sign up for all these amazing things going on.
So much fun, and it's for everybody. And we want to know why your community includes the local. So why don't you come and experience it and then tell us?
Perfect. Well, definitely an eventful week at the local. Julie, thank you so much for giving us the 411.
My pleasure. Have a great week, everybody.